Thank you so much. Back live on Internet Radio through BBS. Monday, August 26, 2019, another Monday evening call. We will see what happens. Vin is here, and many people have called in live. And if you're listening on the Internet, we can't hear or see you, but thank you for participating. And welcome to those that just came on board. If you want to, please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Welcome to you, Chris.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, I'm in Northern Ohio. Hi, how is everybody?
Welcome to the call, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Welcome back.
Yep.
Thought we're gonna have a show by ourselves, huh?
Yeah, even that got cut off.
Hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hanson, Virginia.
Welcome, Dr. Art. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hello, Dr.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Hey there. Hey there. Hey.
At Company Case, I didn't call you yet.
Excuse me, what?
I had company, so I didn't call you yet.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Let's see, I believe somebody else joined in after Dr. Art.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, hi.
Hello,
hi,
Jennifer. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi, guys.
Dr. Art, were you able to put those ancient healing guys in Virginia Beach?
What about the guys in Virginia Beach? What about?
Were you able to get in touch with those guys with the PEMF machine?
No. I know. Yeah, I did talk to him. Yeah, I did talk to him. He's moving the end of this month. He's at moving location.
All right, David.
Hello.
His name is Dan Collier.
Okay.
Welcome, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Nick. Good, good. And many others have joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name or location.
Good day.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Debbie
Terry from Dallas. Welcome, Terry, and
hi.
Welcome, Debbie. Ladies, welcome.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Debbie.
Yes, Lynn.
Do people ever razz you about being Debbie from Dallas?
All the time, Lynn. All the time.
Oh, wow.
Good evening, Lynn.
I'll bet you guys don't know why they would razz her. How many of you know why they would razz her?
No, oh, I do. There's some famous movie.
Classic film.
Infamous movie.
Yeah.
Classic porn movie.
Yeah. It's a love story.
Years old. So, Chris, now you're letting the cat out of the bag. You watch.
Okay, sorry. I mean, spoilers away now.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
This is a signed copy.
Well, let's get started. Is Terry here?
Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Hello.
Be aware, you're not the moderator, Terry.
No, I know. I don't know the moderator from Monday.
Okay. Time will come. All right, so let's get going. Thanks, everyone on BBS, for participating. I'm going to mute the phone.
Muted. This is being recorded. Unmuted.
This is August 26, 2019.
Muted.
How do you know I want them muted, Hayes? Hayes and I are having a mute. This is August 26th, Monday, our Monday call, Lynn and Terry in Sedona, and I call this our wild card night, and I just do what I think is I have the energy to do, first of all, because we just came from a big weekend where we had like probably 4 hours of calls. And usually I'm really tired on Monday. And we have an incredible backlog of calls. Some of them are classics. I mean, I could do them again because they're, but I already did it. So I can play a replay. But when you look at what we've done here over the last time period, and you take stock of it, would you like, wait a second, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Would you like to say your name and your city? No.
Well, hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Yeah, Bonnie, you're never known to be shy, are you?
No, not much.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Bonnie.
Well, what I thought that I wanted to do tonight, I started something very casual. Who's making all that noise? All right, they're being good. Is we have a fairly solid group that keeps coming to these calls. Hang on a second. And I think that's wonderful. And I would assume that the majority of you that keep coming have convinced yourself that this is legitimate, okay? I mean, I would never go, if anyone new is listening, you don't have to believe it's legitimate until you do. And it's one of those things that has to creep up on you, and you have to keep reaching for it, and you have to be curious, and some people dismiss it immediately, and they say, this isn't for me, and that's okay. You know what? You have to be on a path that really wants to be of service to this realm. And would you like to say your name and your city? It's okay if you don't. Who is that?
Isaac Holt.
Oh, that's just Hayes. Hayes, why don't you mute the dings? Could you please? So what we're doing is pretty incredible. And it's obviously not me doing it. It's us doing it. I may be the guy in an orchestra who's waving the baton. But if there's no orchestra, there's no music. And we are playing music to the universe in our calls. Does that make sense to you guys? Yeah. Well, thank you, Roger. So, does it make sense to anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it makes sense to me. I was muted, I'm sorry.
And who are those two people?
Jennifer.
Bonnie and Wanda. Was that Wanda?
Jennifer.
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 Mm-hmm.
Makes sense to you. Now.
Absolutely.
For everyone that didn't answer, tell me why you keep coming to the calls.
Uh-oh.
Nobody knows why. It's a bad habit, right? It's better than watching television, right?
Mm-hmm.
I keep coming for a number of reasons. I mean, I'm learning things. It's interesting. And to be on the higher frequency, keeps your frequency higher.
Yeah.
Good experience and practice.
Yeah.
And anyone else?
I missed one of the words you said. I was doing something. I missed one of your words, so that's why I didn't answer right away.
I was saying, it's like, would you like to say your name and your city?
You scared him.
Boom. Come to the coast if you like to see me. You like to see me scaring people.
Too much love and sharing compassion and wisdom.
Hello, this is Anna from Federal Way.
Hi, Anna.
Hello there.
Anna, it's nice to hear you, Anna.
Thank you. Nice to hear you guys, too.
Everything okay with you?
Actually, yes, it is indeed.
Good.
Thank you for asking.
I mean, it's okay for it not to be okay.
Well, it's okay to feel good, too.
And it's okay not to feel good. You know, if you don't feel good, and then you judge yourself by not feeling good, then you actually extend the not feeling good, okay?
Esther Hicks and Abraham would say, go take a nap.
Right. You know that saying, I'm okay, you're okay? You've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another one that goes, I'm not okay, you're not okay, and that's okay.
Well, there are those times.
Yeah, because you know what? We all are on cycles. All of us. I mean, I think we're all on cycles. You know, we have good days. We have bad days. We have days that we're up. We have days that we're not up. We have days where there's a lot of money coming in, maybe, and days when it seems like there's no money coming in. And that's just part of life in a 3D body. And the idea, I remember some spiritual master said, when you can be in an exalted high space and be neutral about it, and when you can be in a more negative space and be neutral about it, you're now enlightened, okay? Now, I don't know if you said what enlightenment was, but I understand that principle, that it's like riding the wave of however you are, and that's the fastest way to move through it. And when you get all excited, when you're in a good space, you feel good, you feel the world is responding to you, everybody loves you. You know, when you put that energy out, the world responds that way. But when you put out, like, I'm not feeling good today, I feel lonely, I feel unworthy, the world responds to that. And then you can start feeling bad about yourself, and then you kind of extend that space, because you start feeling not worthy, and you go out in the world, and then you have to make pretend you're worthy, but you're kind of being a fake. But you can't go out in the world and say, I'm unworthy today. I don't deserve anything. Because people aren't going to respond to that. They're going to think you're weird, right? So it's like learning how to be neutral, learning how to accept each moment, learning how to accept how you are in each moment, and that, notice I could be really critical of Hives. Hives, are you there?
I just pulled back in.
Oh, that was you coming in. Could you mute the dings? Are they muted? Well, you know, we started out a couple of days ago on the call talking about coming up with all the daily worldly events that we should be putting in the light on Whole Planet Healing. Okay? Remember that? And then I told Don, I nominated him. Why do we still have the dings here?
It's me calling back in. I'm trying to get rid of the ding.
Okay.
It's dings are off right now.
So, do you guys think that's a good idea?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone else thinks it's a bad idea, right?
No, it sounds fabulous.
Anyone else want to say whether it's a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. And I also thought what we were doing for a while, putting one of the people on the call also in the light at the end, I think that's a good idea too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else want to give their opinion?
I think anything that's for the highest and greatest good of the human race and the planet, it's got to be good, mate. It's got to be good that we can free and have free will, and you know, good things happen for us all. It's got to be good.
Yeah. Nick, do you pay a fortune to get on these calls?
With my the plan that I've got, I get 1,000 3 minutes international, but so it just cost me $45 Australian per month to have the plan I've got. But yeah, it probably would if I didn't have that plan.
Does that include local calls?
Unlimited local calls and unlimited texting, yeah.
And 1,000 minutes of international calls.
1,000 minutes of international, correct.
Oh, that's good. And that's on your cell phone, right?
Correct, it is, yes.
Good. I got to remember that.
Yeah. I don't know if you have Vodafone. It's through Vodafone if you have them over there.
I don't know. I mean, that might be cool. You know, anyone that's international, if they get Skype, most international calls are 1 cent to 2 cents a minute, right? Which means for an hour call, it would be, let's say it's a dollar. Okay, I'm not sure. Right? Mm-hmm. So if every call was a dollar and we had 20 calls a month, it would be $20 a month on Skype or so. Right? Mm-hmm. And maybe 30 when you add our Sunday calls. So Skype is pretty cheap. There may be other things as well. I mean, there's a lot of things that are cheap if you can find them on the internet. So the thing about it is, you know, do you guys know where I'm leading?
There's that.
Where's that? That if you believe in
communication,
what's that?
The cost of good communication. That's
no, valuable. No. That was just an insert. Okay. All this talk about putting these things in the light, keeping track of things. I would like to suggest that you all take more of a role in administrating these kinds of things. Because if nobody cares that I'm doing this, why do I have to bother doing it every night, right? And it's like, I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it with you. If I'm doing it for you, then I should be charging you, but I'm not. It is for you, because as you know, I know you're getting something out of it, as well as making a difference. I know that. And I'm getting something out of it as well, okay? But we all create the energy for things to happen. Does that sound right to all of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's really good.
It's a good point.
Yes.
Okay. Who said that? That wasn't Bonnie, was it?
Terry.
Terry in Dallas. No.
Yes.
Okay. So, like, if we're gonna put things in the light, special things every night. For example, or if we're going to do healing for somebody every night, which Don thought was a good idea, and I thought it was a good idea, we need to administrate those things. Do you guys know what I mean by administrate it?
Yes.
In other words, if other people don't feel it's important enough to help administrate it, then why should I do it, right? I mean, we make a huge commitment to be here 10 times a week, 12, 14 hours a week. No, not 14, 12 hours a week. All right. Well, let's see, seven for Whole Planet Healing, and four, our other calls, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And maybe you guys don't realize this, but we pay to be on BBS. We owe them money still. We pay about $500 a month, okay? And somehow or another, I mean, there's been times when we've had quite a bit of money coming in, and times when we had almost nothing coming in, and then we end up having a back bill to them. So $500 a month is enough for an apartment, isn't it? It's enough to, you know, rent a car, and we're paying that to BBS every month. And if we're going to administrate it, I'd like some of you to rise to the occasion to help administrate it. And I don't know if Don wants to do it. I asked him, are you willing to do this? And I kind of pushed him into it, but he may not want to. But he's here almost every call. And this is, you can probably, this probably only works for the people that are here every call. Like, if we're going to keep track of things going around the world, then before the call starts, we should take 5 minutes and make a list up. And whoever's making the list should read it, okay? So instead of just saying, hello, hello, how are you, hello, how are you, you're all participating in the creation of the call. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I was doing it. I have a list.
Yeah. Well, if you want to continue.
You didn't ask last time. There was nothing new anyway, I don't think.
Yeah.
I was asking people before the call started if they had any or anything to report.
Like, let's suppose I go on the internet right now, which I am on, right? And I look up earthquakes. Now, Terry was doing this a little bit on earthquakes and stuff like that. And I see here, just to give you an example here, there was it looks like a 5.3 earthquake in Guapi, Colombia. There was a 5-point earthquake in the central Mid-Atlantic Ridge. There was a 5.3 earthquake in the Solomon Islands. And there was a 4-point earthquake in Tonga. And then there's a number, there's a 6-point earthquake, someplace where I never heard of, Sola Vanahu. And now sometimes the U.S. reporting services don't report services. Okay, those are earthquakes today, all right? Now, I didn't read the 1 points, or, you know, there's like the 1 points, I just said, 3 or higher. Could be 4 or higher, but at least we're covering where their activity is. And it was easy just to look it up and read it. And if Don was on the call, he could write those down. And then at a certain point of the call, we just bring them into it. Okay? Let's try volcanoes today.
I'm looking up here. I found a site called, I looked up natural disasters today, and there's a site, Natural Disasters News, Science Daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff. If we go to volcanoes, Mount Vesuvius in Italy, Krakatoa, Indonesia, Mount St. Helens in the United States, geez. Iceland, Philippines, and more. Which volcanoes are erupting? Okay. In any case, I mean, I'll tell you, our sources asked us to do this, you know. They asked us. They said it would be good to put current things happening Okay. Water shortages today. Now, if Don wants to coordinate it, if he's willing to do that, instead of having me just push him over, okay? There we go.
Could it be as simple as we mention it, what we've come up with at the beginning of the call while everyone's talking, and then that's like put in a spot for the light, and then you just, and have, instead of having to name every detail about it later on, just to say, and the things that, that we have put into the light?
Well, the only thing is, we have more energy reach when we're into the call than at the beginning, okay? Beginning, we're building the energy. And as the call starts, the energy gets stronger. And it's not just a matter of saying it. It's saying it when we have the maximum connection.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I think. I could ask them about that. You know, we could ask the specifics, but it doesn't take that long to go through these things. And, you know, it's like the healing list on Sunday, but it's the healingest list for the planet every day. Okay. But somehow, if everyone does just a little bit, it won't be like hours of research or whatever. It's fast. But for one person to try to do it all every day, it could take quite a bit of time. So my idea is to divvy it up so people that believe in what we're doing can take a small amount of responsibility in researching some specific thing before the call starts, and then just outline it. Then Don can read it as part of the call when the energy is strongest. Okay?
If anybody knows of a good website that lists the daily disasters, they could give us that information, because I don't know any off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. I just looked up riots, latest news, breaking stories, and comments. And if we're going to do a daily healing, that means we have to have somebody to heal that day. So maybe somebody could coordinate that. Okay, if you want to be part of the daily healing, then send an email to Jennifer or somebody, you know? And
what
then,
we were doing, I thought it was working. It's just if anybody had issues, they were just announcing it before the call started,
mm-hmm.
which I thought worked fine. You could just mention them at the end.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you notice, we don't just mention it at the end. We actually bring the energy into that person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between just mentioning something casually. And maybe it works. I don't know. But I think the more the energy is present. Now, I'm not always good. I mean, you know, as you know, I have days that I'm really good and days that I'm falling asleep. And hopefully I can get that balanced out over time. But part of the reason for falling asleep is, believe it or not, it's an incredible amount of energy on my part to do this every day. I am processing a lot of energy. And if I don't watch myself, I'll burn out. And Terry will burn out. You know, there's times when...
Say something that addresses that issue, and also, you know, the amount of time you guys are putting in. You said an hour a day on the whole planet healing calls. You know, initially you were talking about 15 minutes or something.
I think you could shorten it up. Well, you know, we are doing more calls, shortening them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
I think
that's
the newer format helps when you're starting more around 7, when anyone wants to chat before comes in. I think that's should help
and
you shorten
also
it up.
Also, we're hitting the ground running more. Okay. It's like when we first started, we weren't hitting the ground running. There weren't enough people holding the energy for it. And it was all me. And, you know, if you notice my process, when we have a little bit of repartee at the beginning of the call, it helps balance the energies. It helps bring in the group energy to do that. As opposed to, you know, I mean, we could leave the call muted until the call starts, and I unmute it and say, okay, I'm going to read this today, and here we go. We're going to do the visualization. And but I don't think the energy would be as good if we did that. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. So,
I do think you could shorten your meditation, make it a little more concise.
Keywords.
Well, you know what? On something like that, I think I would have to ask our sources what they think. Okay. Because
I know you like to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Too,
well, there's another thing is, I can. Let me see if you guys notice this. At some point in the call, oftentimes a lot of energy comes in 2/3 of the way in. Have you guys noticed that?
I'm not super good at noticing energy.
Okay.
Usually feels pretty consistent to me.
Okay. Jennifer is pretty sensitive. Jennifer, can you relate to what I'm talking about?
Yes, I can, Wynn. I'm sorry, my phone's dinging. Yes, I can feel it. It's a change. It's so funny. To me, what it feels like to me, when I feel them come in, it's like this beautiful rush of lightness, and it actually, the air smells different to me.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really cool. And I feel it, and I know it's them. It's really weird.
But it doesn't...
That's the only way I can explain it. That's what I feel.
Now, do you notice that it happens somewhere in the middle of the call somewhere?
For me, I feel them
right at the beginning of the
call. Yeah. Not when we're chit-chatting, but as soon as you go into, you know, mute us and you get into the readings, I feel them
you feel it when you're reading.
Uh-huh. I do.
Okay.
Well, that would be about halfway, wouldn't it?
Well, I notice an energy sometimes halfway through the visualization, okay? Sometimes earlier, sometimes later. Now, maybe they're coming in for other people, and I'm not getting it, you know?
Right. I think you might be right.
You know, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing, okay?
Whatever it is working.
I mean, I jump.
We're all learning together, though. You know.
I know.
You're just the ringleader here, and you're like coordinating everything. You're with Terry.
That's what I said. It's like I'm like an orchestra. I got a baton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they didn't but they it, call you I, the cosmic midwife?
Right. But everyone has to. I have to get everyone playing in tune.
Right.
Otherwise.
And you know, when I think that's what the chit chat does at the beginning, we come in and we greet each other and we enjoy each other's voices. And there's a little laughter and sometimes a little sadness, but you know, and we do share things that we learn. And it's just, I think that's what really gets us going quickly.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because
I think, yeah, also, I mean, the change you made, you know, starting closer to 10 and then we chit chat beforehand, I think definitely that makes it more concise, you know, speeds up that process.
Yeah. I mean, we all only have so much extra time in our life. And,
yeah, because we could chit chat all night. You let us.
I mean,
the Saturday call sometime wins, goes for 4 or 5 hours.
You can chit chat on Saturday morning, right?
That's right. Yep.
And, whatever. And so I'll tell you what. For the next 2 nights on Whole Planet Healing, when you come in early, let's coordinate how to deal with the planetary changes, like earthquakes and whatever, and keep things up on a day-to-day level as to what's going on. What do you guys think about that? Now, nobody's going to come in early today.
Well, if you have
to come in early to talk about that first, to get that down,
yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want
like,
geopolitical?
Where are these things happening?
Do I want what?
Geopolitical as well? Like you know something's
well,
going on. With,
we have to be
the
careful
country.
About that. I mean, we can put riots. Okay, look, one of the things we can do is we can send Christ consciousness and grace, which I've learned on the calls, to where you need to bring an overriding energy into an area that may help shift some of the attitudes of the people there. I mean, Terry tells the story. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. Let's send some red energy to Terry.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
It was that red energy.
So, listen, I wanted you to share that thing about Allah. I remember.
You mean Allah, the prophet?
Yeah, when all these people were chanting Allah, Allah.
Tell me more, because I forgot.
Well, we sent the Elohim into an area, and the people felt it, and they thought it was a sign from God.
Oh, okay. I'll tell
okay.
it. Yeah. So what happened was we were before peanuts in the Mideast in the light. And then, see, I traveled with the Elohim, and so they go all over and they look at stuff, and they traveled to the Mideast. And there were a bunch of soldiers on the border of a country. And they had rockets, and the rockets were all ready to fire. And there was quite a few of these soldiers. and they recognized the energy. They recognized the Elohim, but they thought it was Allah. And so they started chanting, six of them started chanting, Allah, 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 and said, give us a sign and we'll start the war. And I was freaking out because I thought if I blink, I'm going to start a war.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And so, but the Elohim weren't fazed at all. They just spread love light all over the soldiers and peace. And everybody calmed down. And there wasn't a war started.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. But it was really interesting to travel with them because you see what you see what they're seeing.
Yeah, wow.
Now, Terry could be absolutely crazy, and maybe that's projection in her mind, because it seems crazy when I first hear it. But, you know, every time something crazy happens through Terry, there's so often a confirmation that it was real. Have you guys noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, even from the time that she told Bonnie, well, you were just a bunch of space people, you and your family that landed here and got marooned and you got stuck in the cycles on Earth. And I said, we're never going to hear from Bonnie again.
Oh, God.
And
great.
And then Bonnie said, well, that made perfect sense to me. Now I understand, you know.
It explains a lot.
Or when this voice came through Terry, it said it was Robin Williams. And I said, I keep thinking, you know, I expect the Orions or the Reptilians are going to try to channel and they're going to try to trick me in some way, okay? So when something like that happens, I think, are they tricking me again? Are they trying to trick me? Is this really Robin Williams, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so I like keep asking questions to try to figure out if it's really Robin Williams. And when he started telling jokes from the other side, I'll tell you what happened. I was asking him, well, what street did you live on, right? And he said, I can't remember. And I said, I was asking him personal questions. And he kept saying, I can't remember. And then he said, hey, you know how when somebody's brain is broken, their memory isn't very good?
And they got Alzheimer's
disease. And then he said, imagine how it would be not to have a brain. And I said, oh. But another one was, he was listening to our calls when I called in the light. And I said, anything not of that nature must leave now. So later he said, when he was listening to that, he was thinking, maybe I shouldn't be here.
It sounds like him, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
It does. Yeah, it sounds like his way of thinking.
Yeah.
And then there was another one about heaven. Remember the one about heaven, Terry?
Yeah. It's like we were, the Elohim was trying to direct them to heaven. And he's, I don't know if I want to go because heaven might have worse ministers than Mark and Mindy.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, after a few of those jokes, I was thinking, Could the reptilians really make that up? You know,
I don't know if they're that funny.
I don't think so.
It just sounds like his sense of humor, though. You know, that's how he
I
was.
Know it. I know it.
Yeah,
it sounds like his
crazy.
Sense of humor. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I mean, you know, the thing about Michael Jackson, I went through the same stuff. And Michael Jackson was really crazy. We're coming to an end now, 657. I'll tell you really quickly. You know, first, Terry, you know, out of the middle of nowhere, this is right after he died, and he would have been in the morgue, and we were living about 3 miles from the morgue in L.A., okay?
Oh.
Terry is channeling, and we're looking for the Elohim, and she says, there's all this disturbance on the line. I can't get through. There's all this anger. She says, oh, it's Michael Jackson. He didn't want to die.
Oh,
he's got all these people waiting for him. It was the beginning of a concert tour, right? And so one day, he's not really talking. Terry's just reporting. And the next day, I got him to talk, and I said, could you explain how you write a song? And so he went through, like how he layered things and layered rhythms. And then I said, could Terry sing one of your songs? And Terry starts, she's saying, he's having all this problem with my vocal cords. She starts singing, Beat It, right? Now, Daphne loved Michael Jackson, okay? So I called her and I said, you know, I think we're talking to Michael Jackson. And the next day she says, guess what? He's talking to me now. And now she's sending me these, like, channelings where he's telling her how much he loves her and we're going to ascend together, da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
Ooh.
And then the next day there's another session. He said, Michael's telling us, told me why he's attracted to us. And she said, he was an entertainer in the courtyard of Akhenaten. And he had the hots for Nefertiti. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
They were.
That's
and then Akhenaten cut his sting off, which would make Akhenaten responsible for his high voice, probably, right? And then I said, this is too wild. I started searching it, okay? And what I found was 25 years ago, Michael Jackson did a music video called Can You Remember the Time? And
mm-hmm.
What is he doing in that video? He was...
Egypt.
He was entertaining Akhenaten and Nefertiti.
Yeah.
He was making eyes at Nefertiti, and Akhenaten sent the troops out after him, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, bingo. You know, and let's go over the whole planet healing now, okay?
Love you.
We're not going to. We'll
thank
say
you.
Goodbye to everybody on BBS.